Johnny Clegg and Julugha, Heart of a Dancer in front of that one. It's 20 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Wednesday, and surf has been cooking with the pro in full swing. Steve Honeysett has the details.
Good afternoon, Dave. Good afternoon, everybody. Seaweed here, Wednesday afternoon, the 3rd of July, and I'll tell you what, today has been an absolutely brilliant day out on the beaches today. It's been great. Nice and warm. The winds that the northeaster didn't arrive today, so we've had light variable winds all day. It's been surf everywhere. There's amazing surfing at the contest site, and it's packed out. Beaches were busy today, from Salt Rock right across to Clark Bay, absolutely busy with people. So, yeah, the town is now buzzing. If you go down to Steps or the old boulevard there and try and get a parking to get down to Willard's Beach, you're going to be walking miles. Let me tell you, there's cars parked right up to boulders and right the other side. Yeah, going back towards Salt Rock, that side of town, it is packed there. And around Boulevard and Lamontagne, it's just packed with cars. So yeah, guys, if you want to watch the surfing, you've got to get in early to secure a parking place for you. Otherwise, you're going to be walking. Anyway, it's been a lovely day, as I said. Really nice surfing. The swell has been really great. It's been 2 to 3 feet, maybe 3.5 feet, and some really awesome surfing from the top, world's top surfers. It was a bit wobbly this morning, the surf on the start. But sea settled down beautifully out there today. So, these are the kind of days you want for a competition, when you're getting perfect weather for the crowds to come and sit, and, good surf for the surfers. So, it's not epic surf. We'll wait and see what's coming. Well, there is some swell coming, Friday, Saturday, I believe. So we'll sit and wait that out. With this frontal system, so tonight we've got a southwesterly wind coming in, and that should increase into tomorrow, and it should bring some swell with it. We're hoping it's that swell that was down at Jeffreys Bay a couple of days ago or a week ago, and they had some absolutely brilliant swell there. So let's hope that's the case, and we're in for some exciting stuff for Friday, Saturday. Finishing off the round of, 62 surfers, and both men's and women's, and then they'll be down to the rounds of even less, 32s and all the rest, down to 16s, and as we progress through the week and get closer to that end goal there. But it's tough competition out there and some great surfing. Yeah, low tide today was at 12 minutes to 8, so early morning low tide. Contest starting at about 7:30 in the morning, so it gives everybody a chance, guys, to get a bit of an early morning. The guys are paddling out in the dark in the morning to get some practice time before the event starts, and then 7:30, it's competition on. High tide is at 9 minutes past 2 this afternoon, so the tide is on the way out again. So we should expect a little bit more of a, it's flattened out slightly, but there's still some swell around. Air temperature 14 degrees start this morning, and temperature's been in the upper 20s today, so a nice and warm day out there. Tonight we'll go down to 16 degrees. Sea temperature 21.5. A couple of guys I spoke to out on the beach at Salt Rock today, they were surfing in boardies, and they said it's a little bit chilly out there, but it's manageable. So 21.5 is a little bit on the, it's wetsuit, definitely wetsuit temperature water that. So everybody's got their full suits, not everyone, but a lot of guys have got full suits, but full wetsuits. But other than that, it's a little bit on the cooler side. Swimming pools, the tidal pools, 18.3. So that's also a little bit colder than the ocean because of the concrete around the pool. But guys are still swimming. Chatting to Mark Oberholzer this morning, one of the ultra distance swimmers. He's preparing for the swim coming up this weekend, I think it is, in the Midlands, Nottingham Road area. They've got a very cold water swim coming up this weekend. So temperatures expected to go down to about 2 degrees. So they've all been training in ice baths. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. These guys are hardcore guys swimming in that cold water, believe me. Anyway, so yeah, that's the temperatures of the water. Winds expected to go to west southwest this evening. Not too strong, also up to about 23, 25 gusts, so that's not really strong. And there's a 4% chance of rain tonight, so not much there. Been beautiful visibility out there today. Humidity's been around 87%, and sunset will be at 9 minutes past five this afternoon. So, yeah, from now until sunset, it starts getting a little bit chilly out there on the beach. If you're watching the surfing, make sure you've got a nice little hoodie or a jersey or a jacket or some kind to stash in your backpack or your bag, just in case it gets a bit chilly out there. Yeah, it's been a great day of surfing anyway. But yeah, guys, enjoy. I think the surfing will go until about 4:30 this afternoon, and then tomorrow we'll kick off again around about 7:30. So yeah, I'll catch you out on the beaches. Don't miss it. It's the best surfing you're going to see all year round here in Ballito, with these world-class guys here. They are super fit athletes. I was watching them warm up on the beach, and geez, they are fit, super fit, and well-built guys and girls too. And you can see them how strong they are, and the small little boards they ride. I couldn't even ride a board that small. It's incredible, the talent of these guys. But you've got to see it for yourselves. Get down there tomorrow morning. Go and grab a cup of coffee or a hot chocolate or whatever you fancy, cup of tea, and sit there and watch the surfing action. It's going to be great from now until the end of the competition, the end of the week anyway. Enjoy the evening, guys, and yeah, tune in tomorrow. I'll let you know what's happening with the weather and the surf, and yeah, anything exciting with the Ballito Pro. Cheers for now.
Thanks, Steve. That report was brought to you by Hanno Schubel and the team from Blind Shutters and Awnings.